This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, good morning to you from Borgata. Wonderful to have you with us and have Elliot with us. And for John, John and Rhea will both be back next week. All right, we're going to get to the calls in just a moment. You can react to the Rick Tocchet interview or any of the many things we're talking about today. Jalen, Saquon, AJ, and the Phillies. So I had referenced at the end of last segment, I saw yesterday on Twitter someone's top five homers this century, Phillies homers. Now, I'm full disclosure, I can't remember one of them. I just can't. Maybe you guys will jog my memory. Maybe I know what it is, but I'm just not certain right now. I know four of the five. All right, take some cracks at it. I know four of the five for sure.
Bedlam at the Bank is obviously
that was number one.
And Matt Stairs, I would think.
So those are my two. Yeah.
Stairs was two.
Hoskins.
Yeah,
Oh, that was it. Good job. That was five.
Yeah,
that's the one I forgot. Say it again, James.
No, go ahead. I was saying Reese.
Okay, so Reese was five, and that's the one I forgot. I know for sure three and four, and I know the order.
Shane in L.A.?
Say it again, James.
Shane in L.A.?
No.
It should be on there.
Maybe.
Bryson Stott Grand Slam?
Yes. That's four.
Did
just
JT
a little weighted towards newer stuff?
Did JT hit a home run to win Game One of the World Series?
Yes. JT home run Game One,
not
or
on
the
it.
Inside the Parker
the inside,
he had?
Yeah.
JT inside the park, not on it. Game
Arcia
One versus Houston, not on
down.
It.
Arcia stare down,
not on it. Blanton home run, not on it.
There has to be a Ryan Howard one.
You're missing a big one.
Yeah,
and it's not Ryan Howard.
Is it a Chase homer?
Nope. Chase is Game One of the World Series, not
in
it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. The two
you're
homers.
Missing a big one.
I know. Yeah.
Big. Number three.
He said the Victorino Grand Slam one.
Has not been said. Bingo.
Oh, okay, Victorino Grand.
Right, yeah.
I said Victorino in L.A. Yeah, not the Grand Slam. There.
So the order was Bryce, Bedlam at the Bank one, Stairs two, Victorino Grand Slam three, Stott Grand Slam four, Reese Bat Slam five.
I would put the Shane Homer in L.A. over the Grand Slam. I think it's more important.
The Stott one to me feels... There should be a better one.
I agree.
Shane's was more important.
Without it, way more. Like,
I mean, Shane's was more important.
Whoa. Didn't Bryson Stott's Grand Slam sent them to the next round?
Yeah, but they
that
didn't
won
win,
them the
but
World
they, but they didn't win this World Series that year.
That's the
problem.
Shane,
look, I think Shane's homer in L.A. was more important than Stairs' homer
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Shane's homer in L.A. has to be on the list.
Like, no one talks about it.
Yeah, it's crazy to me.
Now, listen, was the, in the moment, was the... the Stott Grand Slam more exciting? I mean, you can make that
maybe.
Case.
It was
that
home. Wild card round slam. Versus
I mean, the Stott
NLCS
home run is somewhat
thing.
Irrelevant in the history of the franchise.
Which like one? It just that it's a Grand
the Stott
Slam.
Grand Slam.
Well, I'm not going to give you irrelevant, but I'll tell you, it loses a lot of luster.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, these other ones, I feel like, are part of memorable postseason. Yeah.
So would you say that the Stott Grand Slams, like the 10-1 Eagles start?
Honestly,
just kind of
exactly.
Right on down the tubes? All right, to the phones.
I mean, to be fair, I know they're not going to be too arbitrary. I think of the Arcia stare down before I think of the Grand Slam, personally. Like, in my memory.
Listen, that's reasonable.
And it's the same playoffs. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's also pretty crazy there's no Ryan Howard home run on there.
Yeah.
When you consider how many he hit and how important he was.
Well, I would say the three biggest that stand out to me. So, number one, 58, just because it was 58.
Yeah.
Now, it was September and they weren't making the playoffs, but he hit a 58th homer. That's one. I would say the homer that he hit in Game 4 of the 08 World Series was massive because it was a 2-1 series.
Totally.
And you knew if the Phillies won that night, they were probably going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
And he hit a big home run, and they took a 3-1 lead.
See, I would put that one over the Stott.
I would, too.
It's listen, I get
well,
it.
Well, I think part of it with Howard is his most famous moment was probably a double.
Down the right field line.
Yeah. Right.
And then the other one, and it gets washed away because he finished the season with the strikeout on the Achilles, but he had a game one homer versus the Cardinals in 2011 when the Phillies were down and they won that game with a homer. The problem was it happened to be his last hit of the series.
I just think it's hard to have an all-time great moment in a losing playoff season.
I get it.
You know, like whether it's remembered, not fun.
All right, phone calls. Derek and Paoli. I got another list for you guys in a moment. Derek, what's up, bud?
What's happening? Hey, I got something for you, and I got something for Elliot. If you give me the honor, man.
Honor's yours. Sure.
because you're dominant, bro. You're a dominant voice on the airways, bro.
You talking to Devin, Elliott, me, or James?
I have a feeling it's not me.
I have a feeling it's not me either.
Listen, I heard Devin in like the whole time I've been on hold. I heard Devin say nothing. No,
Devin's
man.
Quiet this morning.
Oh, it's well, get, I don't. Well, get I, in here.
I
jump
can't,
in.
I can't ask questions. They're just get doing
in.
An interview.
Get in.
Listen, I just listen, did a sports
man,
update.
All right, Derek, you just did a sports update.
Listen, this is what I got. Listen, for you, Joe, listen.
What? Well, I still need to know who's the dominant person. You didn't answer.
You're dominant.
Okay.
The voice I hear every day, all day, and short. Listen, Jalen Hurts, if you say he's not elite, I'm not here to argue that, right? But I just think sometimes people forget. They just say, like, oh, he had a down year last year for sure. But prior to that, in 23, even when they collapsed, I thought he had a pretty good year.
Well, until the end when he was horrible. But look, he was great. He was at his best in 22. He was pretty good for most of 23. He fell apart at the end of 23.
Hold on. He did not have a down year last year, just to clarify.
Well,
that's what he said. He had a down year last year. I wouldn't say 2024 was a down year.
Well,
for
in the passing game.
What, are we kidding me? He won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
but he was very mediocre down. In the passing game for a good stretch.
He was also better than mediocre. Like, we can say he wasn't
great. No, in the passing
great.
Game, I don't think he was.
They didn't ask him to do more than
no,
that.
No, I know, but I think that's why they don't ask him to do more.
You can think what you want. They had an all-time great running game. Like, that was smart to run the football, but that's not at Jalen's detriment. Jalen being willing to check his ego, I think, is actually a credit to him.
No, that is a credit to him. I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying numbers-wise. I feel like when we rank the quarterbacks, right, except for Mahomes, well, Mahomes got 3 rings, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why he's number 1, right? But when you go Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, right, even like last year, Lamar Jackson had a better year numbers-wise than the prior 2 MVPs that he won, and they gave the MVP to Josh Allen. Why? Right. I don't know. But as a quarterback, numbers-wise, Lamar Jackson is just as good as any quarterback in the league.
Well, other than Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is in his own.
You know. Well, Mahomes has got because he got.
Well, three. You just said any quarterback in the league.
Well,
and I'm saying.
Numbers wise, statistically.
I don't care. Mahomes is the best.
We agree, but okay. If we're just talking stats, you can make an argument Lamar Jackson's pure stats are better.
That's all I'm saying. Listen.
He's won more MVPs than Mahomes.
That's fine. I mean, it doesn't mean he's better.
I agree.
I'm just saying stats.
He was just saying stats.
Okay,
you're a literalist. Listen to his words.
Right? Only because he has 3 rings is why you say Mahomes is
no, the it's how himself. It's ha- right? No, Derek.
Way.
It's
come on.
Derek.
You must not watch football.
Derek, hang
Sunday,
on.
Bro.
Derek, I need you to take a breath. It's how he got the rings. It's how. It's not that he got them. It's that it was so truly him leading them to get those rings. All right, Derek, I need an answer. What's crazy?
All right, hold on. Can I ask Elliot something real quick?
Yes.
Elliot.
What's up?
So with A.J. Brown, right, how he coming out here, like, talking against his quarterback and all that, because you'd be down there, what kind of risk do you see with them? Because that has to have some sort of something
when he
just comes out and starts taking little shots at his quarterback.
So I would say, first of all, like, he didn't do it for what it's worth. Like, LeSean McCoy let this slip. But I get your overall point. I would just say in the locker room, AJ might be the most popular person in there. Like, you could argue Darius Slay was really popular last year. People love Mailata. But, like, I think such a telling thing of how popular AJ was is when he got engaged, there was players from almost every position at his engagement party. So in terms of, like, him and Jalen, I mean, I don't know. That ship might have sailed anyway. So I would just say I don't view this being as a problem.
All right, Derek, I need something crazy. You can win the Phil's tickets.
Craziest thing I've heard on the airways, I hope it ain't true, is but they said that you'd be biting your toenails in the studio.
No.
I did hear that yesterday. I was unsure of where this was.
It's so true. Yeah.
I've done it before, but I haven't done it for a long time.
But, he's right in that that is crazy. Like, that, like, you bite your toenails.
You have put your foot in your mouth on the radio.
Anatomically, I don't even know how that's possible.
Well, you probably pick them off and then eat them.
No. He puts his foot in his mouth. It actually happens.
Like, literally.
Why? Just out of curiosity, like, why?
Well, I'm not a nail clippers guy, so you do what
So I don't use nail clippers either, but
what?
I don't.
Why? Wait, what do you mean? What's wrong with nail clippers?
I rip them off.
Ew.
And with my fingernails.
Look at, you tell me my fingernails don't look fine.
You just ripped them off?
Yeah, I haven't used a clipper in probably 20 years.
I rip or bite.
Do you rip your toenails off too?
Yeah,
horrifying. What is happening?
It's very easy.
Is wrong with both
the
of
job
you?
Gets
I feel
done.
Like we're taking crazy pills right now.
But, like, who cares if the job gets... Now, I don't put my feet in my mouth like Joe, but I, like, If the job gets done, who
Devin,
cares?
Are you going to tell? All right, we're going here now.
Okay. Ooh.
Are you telling me in a private moment that you don't pick your nose?
That's not different. The same thing.
I'm asking a question.
That's a completely different
private
thing.
Private moment.
That is not the same
thing. Devin Caney all by herself, did she pick her
everyone
nose?
Everyone does.
Yep, everyone does.
With a tissue.
I actually think picking your nose.
Oh, with a tissue.
I think picking your nose should be normalized. I think we should not make fun of people. Just pick
I think
your
it
nose.
Should be
with
normalized.
With a tissue.
Yeah. Sometimes as long as you have somewhere to put it.
Yeah, sometimes you can't get
to it. So you're telling me
wiping it somewhere.
You put a tissue on your finger and then pick your nose.
All the time.
Oh, get out
that
of here.
That is such nonsense.
That is, honestly, that's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You are lying. You both are the freaks who pull your toenails. You know what? I'm the one that admits it.
Yeah, clippers are overrated.
Here's what I'll say.
You know what I do when I bite or rip my fingernails off or toenails? I put a tissue on it.
Yeah, that's a lie. There's no way.
It's not the same thing.
All right, so here's another list. So last time we did the list of five homers and Phillies this century. So congratulations to the great Kevin Harlan. Really good announcer. James, you love him, by the way.
He's such a nice guy, too.
So Harlan last night got to his 950th broadcast of an NBA nationally televised game.
Wow.
Okay, so like the Zoom-off games don't count. It's not local. Nationally televised, your TNT, your ESPNs, back in the day, your CBS, your NBC, nationally televised game. There are three people in the history of the NBA who have announced more nationally televised games, play-by-play or color commentator. Who are the three?
Well, Marv Albert.
He is number one, 1,132.
And then probably Mike Breen at this
point. I was going to say Mike Breen.
Mike Breen is number two, 1,127.
Quick question. Is it just play-by-play guys?
Play-by-play or color commentator?
Or color.
Oh,
Hubie.
Yeah.
Hubie is number three.
Bang.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, Hubie's been doing it for...
All right, let's see if you can keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
So Harlan's four. Who's five? I was surprised. But not shocked. But
is it a
Van
former...
Gundy? Is it
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one, James?
Jeff.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, number six, and Devin, no, absolutely no offense meant at all. But they got Sager six. Don't give me sideline reporter.
Yeah, that's different.
Because literally the tweet says calls the game. Sager didn't call the game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
That's fair.
So who's next?
I mean, is it Mark Jackson?
He's after next.
Okay.
A contemporary of Mark Jackson, a teammate of Mark Jackson.
Oh, Reggie Miller?
Reggie next.
Oh, wow.
Then Mark Jackson.
I didn't think he'd gotten that many.
I didn't either. Then
but...
a sixer.
Oh, Doug Collins.
Doug Collins.
Wow, we're crushing this, not going to lie.
Then a pioneer.
Well, that's where you lose me.
I've interviewed
pioneer.
Her.
Oh.
Doris Burke?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, duh, of course.
Now the guy that called Doris. The 83 Sixers title.
Bob Costas? No, that was too. No, it would have been Costas.
Angela didn't like him.
Angela didn't like. Oh, Dick Stockton.
Dick Stockton. That's your top 10. Well done.
Wow.
Nice job. It's good work right there. We did good.
Yeah,
you guys did really well.
You
guys
there.
Did great.
Yeah.
Highly impressed. With that said, let's do what we do every Friday at this time.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
I was surprised Dr. Jack wasn't in there.
Yeah, he did it for a long time.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah.
And I saw Dr. Jack near the end of his life talking to Hubie Brown. This would probably be, and I'm just going to guess, 2010.
It's a lot of basketball.
It was like 165 years in front of me.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Wild.
It was something, man. All right, drop of the week. We have some fun, some yucks, maybe a poignant moment or two near the end of every week. Drop of the week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. A bit of a lighter week, so let's get through it.
I can change that real fast.
I know.
By the way.
You could just bring it if you want
to. I know.
To.
That's correct.
Who's my man? Me!
Okay.
Yes. Just, like that. Like Devin. I think drop of the week is Devin. Yeah, a little fib. I pick my nose, but I don't.
Okay.
I pick my nose.
We're not focusing on the booger thing and, when you chew your toenail.
And Seltzer, that's drop of the week material for next week.
I like
Did
that.
Devin
go.
Tell the full
I don't
truth.
Like this.
This might be a Twitter poll.
I don't like this.
Or bowl, yeah, I like it.
Right. All right, James, what do you got?
All right, Joe, you had a line.
This hey, was... Devin agreed to join the show. You join the show, you join the fray.
That's what we do.
The,
I mean,
fray,
you know,
the fray gets a little uncomfortable sometimes.
And I'm fine
sometimes.
With that as long as you both stop trying to get off the topic.
Hey, you're the one talking about me, Mike.
Yeah,
toe.
I agree with Devin. Look, I'm all for...
That was TJ Houshmandizé.
I'll read Devin. I'm down. But in this case, you guys are clearly deflecting
to be clear,
the disgustingness of ripping off your toenails.
I admit mine.
There's nothing disgusting of ripping off your toenail. The eating it is what's the gross part, in my
opinion. Well, I don't eat it.
I chew
yeah, on it.
That, whatever. That
and
is a semantics game you don't want to go down.
Well, I wonder
she
why. I wonder why.
She hates. She can hear it. Then I put it.
Oh, how long are you chewing?
I can chew for 20, 30 minutes sometimes.
The same toenail? How thick are your toenails?
If it's the big one, the big toenail, or the thumb.
Oh,
either
no.
one.
Well, the thumb, I think, is fine.
You get a good. If you get a good chunk, you can gnaw on that thing like a dog on a bone.
And can I ask, like, do you wash your feet first?
No. Of course not.
Oh, there's everything about this.
So you just take off a dirty, sweaty sock and go to town?
To be clear, the biting, the foot thing, I haven't done for a while. I used to do that. I ripped the toenails.
Ripping is fine.
And then throw it in your mouth?
I bite the fingernails.
Is it like popcorn right and you throw it in your mouth?
I bite the fingernails.
No. Go to a nail salon.
All right, but James, all jokes aside, drop of the week next week. We got a front runner already.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it might be.
And Devin's going to be really uncomfortable.
It might be what you just said. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Let's start it rolling. We were talking about unique songs. I am the Walrus. A question of what is that? Joe, you had a funny answer.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, that's
the
drugs.
Goo 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 Jew.
That's part? Drugs.
Yeah. Clearly.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on drugs listening to it.
Yeah.
That was a good line, Joe. You were quick with that one.
Thank you.
Well done. Better done than you trying to say Perky Omenville.
To the phones, Tim in Perky Oakman, if I'm saying it right. Ville.
Perky Oakman?
How do I say it, Tim? Where are
you?
Wow. Well, say
it again. Say it again. Ah. Oh, I love how you throw the villain after. You're like, Perky Oakman. But how do I, Ville?
Yeah. In my defense, I did think I was about to say Perky Omen because that's what it looked like. And then at the end, as my eyes moved across, I'm like, oh, wait, there's this Ville. And it like totally threw me off.
Yeah. In your defense, I didn't know that that was a place.
I didn't either. Yeah.
The Ville feels unnecessary there. But.
Yeah.
Yet right. It's the name that was on the board.
It was.
That he's supposed to read. All right, let's keep it rolling. We got into a discussion about over the top or under the top for toilet paper. Elliot, are you on the right side of this?
Wait, what is this question?
Your toilet paper, does it go over or under?
I guess under.
Oh, no!
I'm not really sure what you're asking, though, to be honest.
Tragic.
Yeah, this is. We might not be friends anymore.
So the toilet paper roll.
Right.
Like, under means the.
Like, it comes. Like, this
it's
way.
Behind. Yes. Over is it's on top.
Oh, I would say it's under.
That's horrible.
God, that's
I don't really think it matters, though.
Like, turn off his mic.
It does matter.
Turn off his mic. It matters. We got into this discussion. John Ritchie tries to needle us like Elliot just did. Joe, you had a pretty funny line about what happens when you go the wrong way with the toilet paper.
Why does it matter?
A bunch of reasons.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's harder to get to.
Oh, really? That's hard for you to get to?
It falls behind. It falls behind.
The paper can touch the wall. Like, you can have toilet paper wall behind. Don't need behind it. Don't need wall stuff touching behind.
Toilet paper wall behind.
I think it's both, right?
Toilet paper wall behind.
I somehow missed that
phenomenal.
The first time you said it, the toilet, toilet paper wall behind.
Thank you.
Can I just say, my brother texted my family group chat that day and was like, I got into work, and the first thing my coworker said to me was that. We were clearly raised right with the way that we use the toilet paper.
Good.
I told you, I'll change it. Elliot, if I come to your house, I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
Like, just so you know.
I just think it's both. Like, it depends where you grab it. Like,
I think people that don't are fools.
I agree. Honestly.
F-O-O-O-O-L-S. Fools.
I'm surprised. This is shocking to me.
Loser! All right, how many more of these we got?
We have three more. Let's keep it rolling. Devin, got you, Joe. This is it. No, the other way, Devin. Joe asked you a question, and you were ready for it.
Devin, what's softer than soft?
You.
Devin Kane.
Great.
Nailed it. Nice. Got you. You were going to go Devin Kane.
Got him.
Yeah, she was ready for it. Yep. All right, this is just a nice versatile thing that we can throw in whenever it's necessary.
Does size matter?
Okay.
There we go. Nice little pause.
Does size matter?
Okay. All right, and then one more. Just a little funny anecdote from Ben Davis. We were talking about him being a catcher when he knew that pitchers were going to throw at a player and the player coming up to the plate. Pretty funny.
The funniest thing for me was like when someone on the other team knew they were going to get it, they would ask me, like, is it me? And I'd be like, no, it's not you.
That's awesome. That's great.
That's so good. That's so good.
I like it.
Ben Davis has a high ratio of, like, on the show to being in drop of the week.
He
does.
He delivers a lot.
Yeah, like
he
Devin,
really does.
Actually.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good point.
Paper wall behind?
Yeah, probably.
Good. The drugs line was funny. It was quick. But
you
I think
want
it's
it? You want the drugs?
I think it's paper wall behind.
I think the drugs one's funnier, but I agree. It's probably paper wall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.